Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, December 5th, 2018, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time big book study. And today we are reading from the big book. We're in the chapter, A Vision for You. We're on page 164 on the third paragraph, reading the first two sentences. Those two sentences start with, abandon yourself to God, and ends with, to your fellows. Just two lines, two sentences to unpack today. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Kathy R., the 12 traditions, Marissa E., reading the text today, and support is Leslie M., Eileen M., and Robin P. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. meeting is 12259, 12,259. That would be for Tuesday, December 4th, 2018, 10 a.m. time. The share ID number for this morning's 7 a.m. meeting is already out. That share ID number for Wednesday, December 5th, 2018, 7 a.m. is 12262. 12,262. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Kathy R. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Kathy R., living in recovery in Florida. Glad to be of service this morning. These are the steps of our program. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Number nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And number 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy R. I will now ask Marissa E. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. This is Marissa E. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater outside Los Angeles. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for letting me do service.
We can't hear you, Melanie.
Well, here I am. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Okay, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only, please. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted, and if you would mute yourself by star 1, that's best for technology. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter, A Vision for You. We're on the third paragraph, reading two sentences today, and those two sentences, one starts with abandon yourself to God, and then the second sentence ends with to your fellows, and we're going to comment and unpack those two lines today. I will now ask Leslie M. to read those two lines and unpack those for us this morning. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service. This is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. That is a powerful two sentences. You know, it reminds me that I, you know, that God is the most important thing in my life. And I've had to have had that, you know, reinforced to me. It happened when I was just coming out of a relapse 10 months ago. And I realized that I needed to be not only powerless over the food, but I was also powerless over my thinking. That, you know, in order for me to follow these directions, follow the guidance in the book and of my sponsor, that I needed to do things differently this time, and that my thinking was what got me in trouble. So when it says abandon myself to God, I always remember that, in that, you know, that first thought I may not be responsible for, but the second thought is where I need to be asking God what my next right thing to do is. And also, the second part of the sentence, as you understand God, I've had a bunch of different ideas about God. I don't believe that I'll ever understand, but it needed to be my own conception of God, something that I could relate to as a part of myself, so that I could, you know, trust my higher power. I could trust God and be able to say, I can abandon myself to you. Because I trust you, and with my limited knowledge, I understand parts of how this works. And so I've been very grateful to have gotten that comprehension this time. But it also, in the next sentence, it says, admit your faults to him and to your fellows. And, you know, I need God. I need to be dependent on God and listen to the direction that I get in that area. But I also need to have people around me to give me that dose of reality, that those 10 steps that I do are very important, because I need to be thinking and I need to hear someone else's perspective a lot of times to remind me that, as I said before, that I am powerless over my thinking. And as I admit my faults to God and to my fellows, I have learned that I am a human being and I don't have to be perfect. I just have to be honest about the things that I've done and the places that I've been so that I can help others. You know, that's how I can be of service to God and to others, is by sharing honestly my experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, and as I said, you know, I need my fellows around me because I often need perspective. You know, as a compulsive overeater, I lose perspective. And I have to remember that, you know, it's God first, then my fellows. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you very much, Leslie Ann, for getting us going. We are on page 164 of the Big Book. A Vision for You is the chapter, paragraph 3. The first two sentences are the focus of our discussion this morning. Abandon yourself to God, and ends with to your fellows. It's now open to others that want to comment their experience, strength, and hope on those two sentences.
Jackie H.
Hi, Jackie H.
Kathleen,
I barely heard you. I don't know if there's something wonky with your line, but I did catch it because I'm familiar with your voice tone. And did I hear Patty T? Is that what I heard?
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Beatrice O.
Hi, Beatrice. Good morning.
Hi.
Gotcha.
Pia X in Florida.
Hey, Pia. Gotcha. Let's go with a couple more. One more. We'll go with that then. I have Jackie H, Kathleen O. Gina, hi there. Okay. Jackie H, Kathleen O, Patty T, Beatrice O, Pia S, and Gina R. Good morning again, Jackie. You're up.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you for your service. This is Jackie H, recovered in Colorado, and very, very happy to be here. This is so beautiful, these two lines. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. That just reminded me, I've had so many ideas about what God is. And one of my first ideas about what God was is that he was somewhere up in the sky with a rod to hit me on the head when I did something wrong, just to keep me in line. And I could not abandon myself to that kind of God, that was for sure. So I got past that, and then I became God myself. And that was very interesting. How could I abandon myself to a God that I didn't trust, right? I couldn't trust myself. Finally, I've landed. I've landed here in this beautiful spot, and it may morph into something else. I've heard people on the line say, I know there's a God, and it's not me. Those are the two things I know. And I like that. I also, somebody said something on the line the other day about God being her internal lifeguard, and oh my goodness, that resonated with me. And as I was praying this morning and doing my meditation, I just put my hand on my heart and I thought, oh my goodness, God, is you are my internal lifeguard, and you're going to walk with me today, you're going to speak through me, you have my back. And so for today, that's what God is to me, my internal lifeguard. And trust me, I can abandon myself to that God. And the next part, admit your faults to him and to your fellows. This is so great. And this has been part of a really important part of my recovery in this program, is I don't keep anything to myself anymore. So that emotional buildup builds up, and it will take me out somewhere into crazy thinking, into the food, whatever. But I say things out loud now. I speak them to myself out loud, to God, and then I tell another fellow. And it just releases the power. Sometimes I don't even need to do a tenth step. Sometimes all I need to do is just say it out loud and it dissipates. And so this program is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful program. It's a design for living. And I am so very happy to be here. And I love you all. Thank you for your service and thank you for being here. And eventually I'm going to get to read. In next month, I'll be six months abstinent. So that is all. I'll pass.
Thank you, Jackie H. We'll be watching for you. Kathleen O., it's your turn, and Patty T. will follow.
Good morning, Melanie. It's Kathleen O., recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. Great to be on the line with all of you. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. And I think of abandon as, you know, if there's a sinking ship, am I going to stay in it, stay on the ship and go down? Or am I going to abandon the ship and, you know, get to the life preserver that someone's throwing me? And, you know, I don't want to go down. I don't want to go down. The best thing I ever did was abandon my, you know, my self-centeredness, abandon the crazy, crazy way I was eating and handling food, and to really just embrace what I was offered in this program. And, you know, I was thrown a life preserver, and you know, I think of that life preserver sometimes as, you know, God, my higher power, and sometimes as you know, some of you on this line that I'm able to talk to. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. It's so important that I do stay other-centered and not self-centered. You know, I need to smash that ego. My ego gets me in trouble all the time. And if character defects crop up, I mean, I'm human, I need to admit them. I need to admit to the fact that, you know, I was wrong, and really work on, you know, not repeating the behavior. And the way I do that is that pause. You know, when I'm agitated or doubtful, I ask for direction and I pause and then I ask for direction. And normally when I do that, I will stay other-centered and, you know, come from kindness and tolerance and patience and love, which is really what I strive to do every day. Because when I do that, at the end of the day, it's a really good day. You know, it's about being helpful to others, doing service, and not thinking that, you know, I'm the big meow, that it's all about me. Because if I go there, life gets really crummy. And once that gets crummy, you know, the food starts looking good again. So this is really just such a gift of a program, because it does allow us to put the food down and keep it down and realize, you know, for me, I'm never going to be different. I can't go back to that sinking ship. This is who I am. I've got an allergy of the body, the obsession of the mind, and that's never going to change. And thank God, because I've reaped so many more benefits from this program than just putting the food down and being in a normal sized body. So thank you so much, Melanie, and I pass.
Thank you, Kathleen O. Patty T., it's your turn. And Beatrice O., you'll be next.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service, and good morning, everybody. You know, these sentences, and I'm just going to probably reiterate everything I've just heard, but abandon yourself to God as you understood God. And, you know, when I relapsed 6 years ago, almost 7 years ago now, I thought I understood God. I thought I had an understanding and a relationship with my God. But when that happened, what I found was that I relapsed as a result, or after I relapsed, I had a recognition of a very painful series of events that had occurred in my childhood having to do with family. And it was so painful. I totally went back to the food to try to push it back. And I was angry with God. I was so angry with God that I pushed him away at every opportunity. Every time, you know, those quiet little words would enter my heart and my mind to, you know, to take contrary action, I would shove it away because, you know, you've pulled a terrible trick on me at this point in my life, blah, blah, blah. You know, my ego, total ego. And, you know, since this past May when I joined this fellowship and found a guide who helped me get through the steps and have, you know, been working these steps to the best of my ability every day since then, I have found my way back to God. And all I had to do was turn around. My higher power was there the whole time. I just had to turn around and take that hand. And so when I see this abandon to God, you know, yourself to God, I looked it up on the Cambridge Dictionary, and it says the term abandon yourself to means to allow yourself to be controlled completely by a feeling or way of living. To allow yourself to be controlled completely by a feeling or a way of living. And to reiterate what someone already said, that other-centeredness rather than my self-centeredness. And I'm seeing a lot of it. You know, I'm seeing a lot of it. But rather than be disillusioned by it, I now know that I can turn to my higher power and ask him to help me change that. And I can go to you guys and I can talk to you about that and how do you do that. And because this is a very practical program, a very practical spiritual program. Thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you, Patty T. Beatrice O., you're next. Pia S. will be
okay.
Following you.
All righty. This is Beatrice from Los Gatos. And this is really a powerful line. So one, you know, abandon yourself to God as you understand God. So that abandonment, me deciding to abandon myself to God, is a decision. It's a decision that I've made, as I understand God. And I am coming back from a relapse, and I've relapsed many, many times. And in the big book, in the doctor's opinion, it says they were over remorseful and made many resolutions, but never a decision. You know, I've been in this program almost 40 years, and I thought every time I relapsed and I would reread the doctor's opinion, I kept thinking it was because I really never made a decision. And I was confused about that decision. But the decision is that I needed to make, really, was to abandon myself to God. And that was the whole point in this program, is finding God. And when I find God, you know, the food and everything else goes away. And what I mean goes away is I focus my life, I turn over my life, my kids, my family, and everything over to God. And that to me is the, like, going into the, that's the fourth dimension for me, my spirit, my heart. And when I turn my worries and my cares over to the God of my understanding, I can feel that peace. You know, my past doesn't exist anymore. It's a story that I created of what happened to me or what I think happened to me. You know, my emotions is a result of my thinking. I don't know the future, but I can be in today, right here, right now, with God. That's all I have. And this whole program for me is based on these four words: abandon yourself to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Beatrice O. Pia S., you're up, and then Gina R. next.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you for your service. This is Pia S., recovered compulsive overeater in Florida. And first sentence here, abandon yourself to God as you understand God. I have to do that every morning. I have to abandon myself to God. I have to hook on to this channel and be in conscious contact with Him. And what and I pray the third step prayer in the morning, but also I have another prayer that I pray. And in that prayer, it talks about that I follow, I try to follow, you know, God's will for me. And it doesn't mean that I'm always doing so, but I try to do it. And the fact that I am trying to follow God's will for me will, you know, will please God. So I slow down and I pray and I meditate in the morning to get right with God. And then through the day, I can do 10 steps. I can admit my faults, and I look at faults, and faults can be an unattractive feature in a person's character. And so my unattractive features, my resentment and my character defects, I can write on them and then I can share them with someone. I can admit them to someone, to God and to my fellows, and we can go through them. And that makes, you know, it gives me such a freedom and it makes me stay unblocked from this channel that I can tap into through the day. So thanks, Melanie. Thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Absolutely appreciate that. Thank you, PAS. Gina R. will be next, but let me set you up for the next folks that we're going to invite to share. We are on page 164, the big book, chapter of vision for you, looking at paragraph 3, reading the first two sentences. Abandon yourself to God. And then the end of the second sentence is to your fellows. And so after Gina R.'s share this morning, I'd like to open up the lines for a few more folks to comment their experience, strength, and hope. Thanks, Gina. It's your turn.
Hey, Mel. Thank you so much. This is Gina R., gratefully recovered from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And I'm a compulsive eater living in Green Valley, Arizona. I did not always have this concept of my creator, but today I believe my creator is purposeful, meaningful, and benevolent. I now trust that my God can and does respond to me, and also allows me to experience natural and logical consequences to my own behavior and others' behavior. I believe that I was created in the image of God, and that image is imprinted in me, and it's always been there. It became occluded just as soon as I was born and experienced the untreated brokenness of those around me. For years, I lived from a victim mentality, thinking my creator didn't care. How else could all of the things that happened to me occur? Thankfully, through these steps, I was able to awaken to a degree that I don't see it this way anymore. I am no longer a victim. I am an observer of my life and a co-creator with my God. I am a free agent, able to choose what thoughts I believe. The thoughts I believe determine the quality of my life. If I continue to cloak myself in seeing things happening to me, I will remain a victim, and I will do things that continue to harm myself and others. But when I see everything, and I mean everything, as happening for me, then I can be in a space for God to continue to transform me so I can be of service to others. That is the reality of what these steps can offer anyone who dares to take that leap of faith, take the hand of someone who's walked through them, and allow that light to be shown. that darkness that you may be feeling this morning, that hopelessness, it will start to dissolve if you just simply submit to this process. I'm so, so grateful for all of the people that came before, going back to last century and the people today, and I count it a privilege and an honor to be part of this community. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Gina R. The lines are now open for additional people to comment on those two paragraphs. Sentence one, sentence two on paragraph three, page 164. Looks like we have about six spots. Let's try them.
Robin P.
Julie E.B.
Rebecca T.
PLM.
Which M? I didn't hear the M. What M?
Gail M.
Gail M. Okay, gotcha. W-B. And Sherry, did you say you were interested in speaking?
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. And then one more person. Did I hear?
Debbie B.
Debbie B. Let's go with that and see what happens with time. Thanks so much. So I have Robin P., Julie E.B., Rebecca T., Gail M., Sherry K.B., and Debbie B. Hi, Robin.
Hi, this is Robin. Thanks so much, Mel. God bless you, and thank you for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and committed to my abstinence today. And I love page 164. It's one of my favorite pages in the big book. And, you know, I love that it says, abandon yourself to God as you understand God, admit your faults to him and to your fellows. It's keeping that clean slate so I can walk down the street and never feel like I have to cross it. And staying clean, you know, in that even place, not fearful, not resentful, not angry, you know, none of those selfishness, self-seeking, dishonesty, resentment, or fear. When I used to have those feelings, I ate over them or I stewed over them. And now I actually have a solution. And that's part of abandoning myself to God. You know, having been literally through the fires during our wedding, I just kept practicing praying and listening. And it's been a tool for me. Whenever I'm faced with a decision now, you know, I keep praying and listening. And we may be leaving Thousand Oaks. It looks like my husband's applied for a new position in his company across the country. And we're just praying and listening. And so that's abandoning myself to God as I understand God. And I'm in God's loving hands. And to me, that's part of the third step, you know, turning my will and my life over to the care of God. It's not over to something bad. It's the care of God. And praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. That keeps it so simple for me. And when I do that, and I'm honest, open, and willing to do that, my life goes according to plan, and I get to be of maximum service to God and to my fellows, which is what I am here for. And I always think, you know, I either get to grow out or grow up, you know, and so I choose to grow up today. So thank you very much. God bless everybody in your recovery as I pass.
Thank you, Robin. Julie E.B., you're next, and then Rebecca T. will come after you.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado. abandon yourself to God as you understand God. I couldn't do that when I first entered program because the God I understood had not treated me right. In my childhood, the God I understood was my self-will, trying to run the show and manage everything, rest, happiness, and satisfaction out of my life if I just managed well. And so I couldn't really abandon myself to God. And then as I encountered this word abandon, I was looking up my definitions in the care and protection prayer. We ask for God's care and protection with complete abandon. It says to give up having run your course completely. So now I use it every night in my nightly review. Complete meaning full, which is ironic. Full not of the food, not of self-will, but full of abandon. What am I full of? I can ask for God's care and protection if I'm full of an understanding that God cares for and protects me. And I had thought I had to protect myself. I thought the food was protecting me, and it was imprisoning me. And I thought it was making me feel better, and it was only a temporary relief. So to abandon myself, to give up completely, for me, I felt less like a decision. It felt more like a surrender, like I got to the end of what I could do. And when I found myself stealing $2 soup at risk of losing my job and the ability to support my family because I resented my boss or whatever, or sneaky and in my disease and angry, as like, okay, I've tried this my way. None of this fits. And it's at that moment of giving up completely, like in Bill's story, that moment that he's cornered, that the hope begins. So I'm glad to have that today. And as I go into a staff work day and lots of personalities, once again, I have to give up completely on being who I think I should be and just trust that if I increase my awakeness, my conscious contact with God, my awakeness to what God is up to, that I can see God everywhere and I can pause and reconnect with God and my fellows. Thanks for letting me share. And I pass.
Thank you, Julie E.B. Rebecca T., it's your turn. Gail M. will be next.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's Rebecca T. in Central California, Bakersfield. Gratefully recovered today. Thank you so much for all steering me in the right direction this morning, per usual. And, when I heard those words, I also do them in my my daily meditation. But I was trying to think, I wonder, you know, how was I as a newcomer coming in and hearing those words, abandon myself to God as I understood him? I think I really didn't know what that meant. But I did know that I had to abandon and let aside everything that I knew since I had tried it before, been there, done that 100 times over. And so what I just started to do was, okay, abandon meant just to throw down, to give up, to put away. So anything that I had an opinion over when it came to my disorder or my life, I had to say, I don't know. So then I just quickly grabbed on to all my fellows and every single one of the tools. And that became my guiding direction and my light for quite some time. So that was my abandon. It was, oh, okay, I'm having a thought in my head, or I'm having a feeling that feels terrible, or I'm having a craving, or I'm not doing very well in this situation with other people right now. And so then I grabbed the tools. So I called my fellows, and I jumped right into the chapters in the book, and I answered the questions in my workbook and all these kind of things. So that kept me out of myself and then into the tools and into my fellows. And then over time, that did develop things that they said, things that I read, things that I heard. And as I continue to say, higher power, please help me, my God, it's not my will, it's yours, not my will, it's yours. Then it became a pattern. And now my thoughts are within a higher power. I can feel some sort of energy. I can understand abandon as long as I'm not thinking about myself and how I want things to play. So anyway, hope that helps, and I'm going to keep walking this journey with all you awesome fellows. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, Rebecca T. Gail M., you're up. Press star 1, please, and then Sherry KB will be next. Press star 1, please, Gail M.
Hi, my name is Gail M. from Jersey, and thank you, everyone, for your service. And Melanie, thank you. I'm really enjoying the meeting. This is a really good couple lines for me also, because before, I'm a compulsive overeater in recovery in Jersey. Before being in the food, like a year and a half ago, the loneliness, the despair in the food is old news now. So now God, I know, will help me change forever as long as I do the footwork and my tools daily, along with calling my sponsor, my writings, my Dear God letters, my prayer, working my steps. And, yeah, I call upon him, you know, a lot throughout the day to just guide me, to just help me listen, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, everyone, very much.
I think that's a pass, huh, Gail?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for your share. And then I have Sherry KB that's going to come up now. Debbie B will be next. I bet we'll have time for a couple more, too. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for your service, Melanie, and everybody on the line, and welcome newcomers. Abandon. Everybody's been talking about that word abandon, and I have another little ditty here. It says, the courage of action, or a way of thinking, to give up, the control of self to God. And, you know, when I first came in, certain words used to just upset me, and this was one of them. And abandoned, when I'd hear about giving up and everything, and, you know, because I didn't realize how many forms of self I had, was I'm never going to give up. I'm not giving up to anybody or anything like that. You know, I had all this attitude. Boy, what an attitude I had. I must laugh about it because, you know, I've changed so much. And the word abandon kind of scared me, honestly. But when it says to, you know, to, it's a course of action or a way of thinking, to turn to God instead and give my entire self to my higher power, because I built a relationship with a power greater than myself that just keeps getting better and better, I have no problem doing that today. But it was kind of like unpacking that belief for me for many, many years, honestly. And when I think of, I love as you understand him, because as you understand, because that means it's a personal relationship for me with my higher power. It's not somebody else telling me how I should understand God or how, what my relationship should be with God. It's my own personal relationship with God. And that means the world to me. And I think that I wouldn't be here today if that word, as that term, as you understand God, I wouldn't be here today unless that was in there, I don't think, honestly. And then admit a fault, your faults to him and to your fellows. I think of in the 11th Step Nightly Review, it says, you know, have I kept something to myself that should be discussed with another person at once? That's what I think of. It's like, you know, when I review my day, I think about, is there anything that happened that I haven't talked to anybody about? Not only doing the 10th step, but is there anything I left out, anything I forgot? And so in being able to admit my faults, because, you know, this is a disease of isolation, and it's a disease of loneliness treated with isolation. And I just know that, you know, I kept a lot of secrets. I don't know about you, but I sure kept a lot of secrets, and they kept me sick. They kept me face down in the food for a long time. And so I love this work with these steps because step 10 and 11 time. Helps me. And that I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Debbie B., you're next, and we'll have time probably for one more after you, so we'll see who that'll be. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, this is Debbie B., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. This week marks my 18 months since I found OA, and I had not ever heard about it before. I heard about it, and I didn't know of any meetings. I didn't know of any call-ins. I just Googled it and found some books and some literature and started reading and started working the steps the best of my ability. I even Googled how to get an OA sponsor, and that doesn't work, by the way.
I couldn't find anything, so I just started working them. But the important thing is, talking about this line, abandon yourself to God, about 2 months before I found program, I was on my knees just sobbing. It was a prayer. I've always been a prayerful person, but this prayer was different. This prayer was finally, I will do anything. And it was not a, I will do anything regarding my weight, I will do anything. It was about life, including this horrible compulsion to constantly eat over everything that happened to me. And it was just a prayer of finally saying, I will do anything. And once I got in program, it was only a few weeks before I felt a shift. And I didn't know what that shift was, but I thought, well, this is finally something that's going to work. And I had no idea that it was going to be above and beyond stopping to eat compulsively, that it was going to change my life. And the thing that stands out to me, admit your faults to him and to your fellows. I always thought, I'm a good person, I'm honest, I do what's right, but I also had many beliefs that I believed were true about my marriage, about motherhood, about all these different things. And I had no idea how many things I needed to admit and how many wrongs I had to right. And the biggest thing of all for me was I came to realize the lies I had been telling myself about my marriage, about my life, about all these things that I was sure over all these years were correct. They weren't. And I only learned that through going through 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, some more tenths, 11 and 12, that I realized I had been lying to myself. And so when I got on my knees and said that prayer a little over 18 months ago, and when I started to abandon myself to God and had hit rock bottom, I had no idea the blessings of this program, and I am so grateful. Anyone who is on the line who feels like it's just about weight loss or about stopping to eat compulsively, there's beautiful things in your future if you just keep going. I'm so grateful. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie B. There is time for one more person to comment on those two sentences on the third paragraph on page 164. Who would like to take that?
Sherry from Los Angeles.
You got it, Sherry.
First initial,
your last name?
My last initial is D.
Thank you.
And I'm in Los Angeles. Thank you so much. I love these pages, and I was just going to listen today, but then I thought, oh, I have a firsthand experience about the abandonment. I love that word. And I would say I was in program for about 12 years, and I'm seeing everyone getting married around me and their lives improving, and it just wasn't happening for me. And it was like I was putting a lot of effort into that, and it wasn't until I gave up completely on the idea of getting married, and I actually bought myself a ring. This was about 2.5 years ago, bought myself an engagement ring and decided that I would marry God and align myself with God and give up on it and be okay with his will if he didn't want me to. And there was something in that complete surrender and abandoning myself and my ideas and my wishes for my life and how I think everything should look. And it wasn't, I would say, a month later that I met my now husband. And I don't think that that is a coincidence. I think that anything that good that has happened in my life as a result of staying spiritually fit and working on my emotional recovery, anything that I have put 100% into the hands of God has turned out much better than any plans or designs that I could have ever come up with my limited mind. And I'm just so grateful for the path of recovery and for being open-minded and willing to continue to seek and be open to what God has in store for me and what things I need to change inside of me. So that is all. Thank you so much for your service. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Sherry D. And that does take us to the end of the sharing at this recorded time. Please stay with us after we have closed this particular recorded session, because we are going to greet some newcomers, get some sponsor contact information, and give you some announcements this morning. But in the process, as we do things here at Vision for You, we're going to close. And thank you so much for all the service that happened and the sharing that happened today. Marissa, I'm so sorry. Eileen M., would you please read page 164
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And we'll follow that with a serenity prayer.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., gratefully recovered in New Hampshire. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.